Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. It's great to have you with us tonight on a March 10th, 2014. My name is Gary L. Wimmer, and you are listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. We have a great show for you folks tonight. I'm with my two great co-hosts, Miss DC Love and Miss Mystic Haven, who also is known by Dawn, and Dawn's also known by Mystic Haven, so isn't that a nice, beautiful circle? But we've got many people calling in. And we'll try to give everybody a reading. Probably the first couple callers, we may do a triple round. Everybody gets a little bit of everybody. And as the night goes on, we might alternate readings so we can get everybody in. So you folks stick around. I want to let you know kind of the order the calls are coming in. We take them in the order we received them. So 323, that's David, 631. 1760. That's not area code. It just says 1760. Area code 915-989. That's the basic order of which we will taking readings. And so you folks stick with us, and we'll probably get everybody in this evening. Before I say anything about myself, I want to introduce my great co-hosts. First, Miss DC Love. Are you with us, DC?
Oh, I'm here, Gar. Hello. Hello, Gar. Hello, John. Great to be with you guys this evening. I'm going a little wild, so I'm trying to contain myself.
That's the roar of the crowd in the background.
Oh, yes. Yes, awesome.
So tell us about yourself, DC.
Sure, Gare. Everybody, this is DC Love. I'm a natural channeler. I was also born with psychic and mediumship abilities, as well as being a healer and an empath. I do consider myself to be an old soul. I have a background in the martial arts and law enforcement, but I have hung up my gun, and now love is my revolver. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm a Grammy. I'm on a mission, and the mission that I am on is one of love. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. It's what I listen to. My name's DC Love.
And that, my dear, is about as appropriate as you can get, being at the center of love, having your name love, and you're right. Love is the center of everything. It's where we all came from, infinite love. Great to be with you, my dear. Dawn
Thanks.
Mystic Haven, are you there with us?
I am. Hello, everybody. Alegria. How is everybody?
The roar of the crowd.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, dear. Tell us about yourself, Dawn.
Oh, well, my name is Dawn. Most people know me on Facebook as Dawn Mitchell, Mystic Haven. I am a natural-born psychic medium, and I use these gifts pretty much throughout my whole life to help others. Messages that come through from those who have already passed, I pass those on, and messages from spirit, things that are shown surrounding somebody, at the current situation, which I also, go ahead and deliver as well. Let's see, I am a high priestess of the craft and also a non-denominational ordained minister with a background in the medical field and the legal field, and I'm also owner of Natural Mystic Haven and the Mystic Haven line, which is that's a magical line of for magic, and then the natural side is holistic, bath and body, aromatherapy, herbal teas, that whole side. So, and then you just put all of this together, and that's what I use to help other people.
We put it all together, and we get the one and only Mystic Haven, and we are so glad to be. I'm so glad to be with both you ladies, and I'm sure all of our callers will be too. A little about myself. I'm Gary L. Wimmer. I started giving readings in the early 70s. Real short, in 1977, I had a near-death experience. I wrote a book about that called A Second in Eternity. You can look at that on Amazon or Kindle, A Second in Eternity. It's quite an interesting book. Got a lot of good reviews about it. It's about what I went through in 1977 as I was learning a lot about my psychic ability, and woo, did it ever impress me. So it's the most astonishing thing that's ever happened to me in my life and convinced me of what DC Love said a while ago about love. It's all about love, folks. In 1980, I met a very gifted lady who taught me a method of reading stones called lithomancy. And I've used that as one of my systems for the last, well, since 1980, 34 years, I guess now, something like that. I wrote a book on the art because nothing was written on it. It's called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And in a nutshell, if you folks want a lithomancy reading tonight, what I basically do is charge the stones up in my hand. I use 16 stones, 10 planet stones, sun through Pluto, and then six personal stones, life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And when you say drop, I drop them, and I read the pattern like a clock around for 12 weeks. So in general, it covers 3 months, and I usually refer to it as 3 months in 3 or 4 minutes, so it's about 15, 20 seconds a week for a general reading. Covers a lot of issues. So we've got myself, DC Love, and Mystic Haven with us tonight, and we are honored to have all you folks in, and we're going to start out the show by getting David on the phone. David, I hear you're new folks with us, or introduce yourself, David.
Hello?
Yes, 323. Oh, I thought, is this David?
Yeah, this is David. Yeah.
Hi, David.
Hey, David.
Hi, how you doing, DC?
Good, we're glad that you called in.
Thank you. I'm just calling to get a general reading.
Great, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to give you the three-plate special. I'm going to let DC talk to you, followed by Mystic Haven, and then I'll give you a short reading over the next couple months. So, DC, you know David.
Sure, I'll start. David, the first thing that I see for you is a perfect storm. And the wording, being that it is perfect, would indicate that your timing is exactly the way it should be in your life right now.
Yes.
And I'm hearing that, like, for you, making decisions is going to be much easier surrounding this situation. And
yes,
the timing for you right now is perfect to face and conquer whatever you have, you know, whatever lies ahead. That's what I see. That's the situation that you're in right now.
Yes.
Okay, and then the next thing I do see is driving forces. Everybody needs goals, you know, and the objective is that somewhere inside, the vibration moves us into the right direction to do what needs to be done and when it is required. So this too is about timing. So what I'm hearing from Spirit is please be very aware and conscious that if you push or force something too hard, it will evaporate right before your eyes, and be perceptive and sense when it's right to set the things into motion. And then at that time, David, be ready to move. And then the other thing that I see for you is like a hunter, I see survival. We all need to have like a hunter instinct, and we all need to be ready, like to put like our plan into action. So what I'm hearing is to go out into the world and take what is truly ours. And this vibration is engaging and it is powerful. So be careful, David, how you use it. And make sure that your intent is of the purest of heart and provide the source of nourishment to your soul. And they're saying, like, if you were a hunter, don't just kill for killing's sake. Only take with you, like, what you need and when you need it. So that's what I have for you, David, and we're going to turn it over to our other two great people that are here tonight.
Love it.
Thank you.
Why don't you add to that?
Okay. David.
Yes.
Spirit is saying on this one, it's very much in line with what DC was telling you, Spirit is saying proceed without fear. So whatever it is that you seem to have fear about, proceed without it. Let go of fear. I mean, but be wise in your choices. This is what Spirit is. It's almost like an insistence. You're holding yourself back. It's your own fear holding yourself back. Spirit is saying proceed without fear.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, because I'm not really seeing any negatives on this one at all.
Right.
But like I said, people do this. We all do this. It's our own fear that holds us back. Well, let go of that fear. Don't be afraid. You know, it's like a leap of faith. Don't be afraid to take it.
Perfect.
You never
I love
know.
That. Yeah, right? You never know. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Gary, you're welcome.
Okay, David, I'll you're the first Lithomancy reading of the night. And what I'll do is, and by the way, welcome, good to meet you, even though you're a voice right now. I love your energy, man. And what I'm going to do, I like it. When you laugh, that's great. That just shows a good, charming disposition, you know. And I asked a psychic teacher one time, I said, how do you thank the guides? And she said, smile, be happy. That was a pretty good answer, you know.
I love it.
But having said that, David, I've got these 16 stones, and all you have to do, my friend, is say drop, and I'll drop them and tell you in general what I'll see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
Whatever feels good for you. There you go. Well, you certainly are at the right time, just as DC Love was saying, that the magic stone, which has to do timing, is right in the center. And I say don't worry about love and relationships right now, because you're about to go through this big boost in your life. You've got the life stone, the sun stone, Uranus, the commitment stone, and love and moon stone all in these first couple weeks. And Jupiter, Neptune pointing at Uranus. So not only is it, are you about to really turn on a lot of things in your life as far as commitments, as far as moving forward, as far as having new plans and actually being able to see how to reach them. They feel like they're closer now than they have been in a while because of the proximity of all these stones. And even though you're going through some changes and what feels like some confusion right now, it's not only bringing up a lot of fresh ideas that you have, it's really helping you develop your spirituality, take it to the next level, your psychic ability, your intuitiveness, because you've got Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto all in a perfect little triangle here near Jupiter. So I can feel it's opening up a lot of fresh psychic potential energy in you, in that healing energy, so forth. Now, by the third and fourth week here, I feel like emotionally you've regathered so much strength because you're not worried about what's been missing in the past, be it love or organization. It's like that's what you're doing now. You're reorganizing a lot of things. By the third and fourth week here, your emotions are you're back in the swing of things complete. It's like you've got your emotions back where your ideas are and your plans are. And it doesn't mean you have to wait for 3 weeks for this to sync up. You're syncing it up now, but by the second and third week here, you feel like, wow, a good sense of relief. And that helps you really start making plans outside of your normal affairs. It helps you with dealing about place. If you're making issues about place, if you're thinking about changing or developing or adding to your place in some way.
And yeah, thinking about moving.
Okay, well, that's what it seems to indicate in about the fourth or fifth week. You're looking at a lot of that information about that. You've probably already been looking at it, but by the fourth and fifth week, you have a better, either you're moving or you're more clear about which way you're going to go, how you're going to go, and so forth.
Perfect.
Because it feels like by the sixth and seventh week on, you've really, with all this freshness, you've done two things. As Dawn was saying, you've conquered a lot of your fears. You've got a whole new sense of direction and purposefulness. And, excuse me, from the 9th to the 12th week here, you've got Mercury, Venus, the Lux Stone, and Saturn. So it's really helping you promote yourself, take yourself to the next level as far as business, career, and, believe it or not, relationships and love. That's coming back into your life in a very empowering way here. So don't worry about having to reorganize things here in the first couple of weeks. You see fresh goals, go for them. They're going to work for you. And I hope that makes sense to you, brother.
Well, it does make sense. It's funny. I just went and got the sun talisman for like a necklace. And I was telling DC that I keep seeing the number 303. It keeps coming up. Like I'm not thinking about it. I'm just spotting it. So that makes sense. Thanks.
Hey, That's learning to watch the signs. I see my numbers all the time, 22, 3, 7. I see them all the time. And when I do, or birds flying over, or certain connections of sounds and numbers, that's learning to read the signs, brother. That's how the universe talks to us. Well, good to have you with us, David.
Thank you.
Great
thank you for
talking to you, David.
Thanks for sharing your gifts with everybody. God bless you all.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, you too, David. Take care, hon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, David. Let people know about the show. God bless you. Have a good night.
I will.
And we are moving along to, by the way, if there's some distortion, folks, this is Blog Talk Radio. It's not flawless, nor our cell phones, nor our batteries, nor our Skype. So there's a little fluctuation in tone and volume and so forth, but such it is in the modern world. Having said that, we have area code 631 with us. Can you hear us, 631?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Our pleasure. Who are we speaking with?
This is Sue, and I just wanted a general reading, please.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to give you, you're one of the early callers. We're going to start with Dawn and then go to DC Love, and then if you want some more, I'll add to it, okay?
Sure.
You're getting a triple serving, my dear. Dawn, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Do you have a specific question?
I guess maybe love life, work, anything like that.
Okay, let's see. Work. Let me see. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to see what... looks like you're... Are you looking to make some kind of a change here? Because it's showing almost like a boredom.
No, I'm actually, I can't get more hours where I work now, but I'm trying to get a part-time job in two places, and I'm hoping for one more than the other.
Okay, because, they're showing boredom. You seem to be a little bored.
Well, you can't keep changing jobs, you know.
Yeah. Let me see. What is your sign? What sign are you?
Libra.
Libra? Okay. Let me see, because they're showing creative... Are you artistic? I'm seeing art.
No. Nope.
Yeah, they're showing art here. Excuse me. My. Hmm. Let me see. Potential for another position. It looks more toward mid-April.
Well, that would be fine.
Yeah, that's what you're showing.
Do you know if it's for, like, a receptionist, people, like at a clubhouse when people sign in for the gym and pool and all that, or is it at a store, home goods? I'd rather have the receptionist one, but...
Yeah, it's like a... I'm trying to see. Answering a phone.
Well, it's not just that. If you want to go into the gym, they sign in, just watch in the area.
Yeah, reception type of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But, mid-April.
You think I'll get it then?
Yeah, that's the time frame that is being shown on this.
And there's another one working, like, in a home goods store? Like, you know, in that kind of...
Huh?
And then I applied for another job working, like, in a home goods store, so I didn't know which one I was going to get.
Okay, no, I was shown office with this because you have phone. The phone stuff.
Yeah, it's really not like an office. Like, their phone could ring, but, like, if they want to sign in for the gym or play pool or badminton or do their laundry, I'm just manning the clubhouse.
Yeah, because it's more like the reception type.
Yeah.
Which is basically what that would be. You'd be, like, the first person that they see when they come in.
Yes. It's only part-time, two nights a week, because I work at a school in the day.
Right. That's what we're seeing on this one.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Now, what do you... Love life.
Okay, love life. Are you involved right now?
I'm going on, I met somebody Saturday, and we're going on a date tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I'm in a dance.
I wasn't seeing somebody like a permanent type of person at the moment. Let me see. Excuse me. Well, you can have a nice time. What's his first name?
I'd rather not say.
That's okay. That's all right. Not sure if this is the right one for you, though, honey.
You see another one then?
I do.
There's one long distance, believe it or not, like that was long distance that wants to meet me.
Well, this one, he's got dark hair.
This one that I'm meeting has dark hair tomorrow.
So does
the new one. Okay, the one I'm meeting tomorrow has dark hair, and the one that's long distance has dark hair.
Okay, well, this one that I'm being shown, you're not actually going to meet him until June. Okay, first name starts with a J, John, or Joshua, is what I'm getting on this one, but it's a J. But they're saying this one in particular, not till June, is what Spirit is showing me on this one. Toward late June, actually, like right before July 4th.
Do you know anything about them?
Well, that's what I'm trying to look for here. Okay, you're going to meet him online.
Okay,
somebody that you meet online. But you'll probably start talking to him beginning of May. That's the time frame I'm showing on this one.
But I don't usually talk to somebody for a month and a half without meeting them. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're going to talk a couple of times later, then I want to meet for coffee. I don't just text back and forth for a month and a half.
Well, this is not a man that jumps into things, and that's okay, right? That's what you want. This is what Spirit is saying. Take this one slow, because he's worth it. Okay?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what you want. Okay? Because somebody that is going to take their time to get to know you first shows that they are respectful.
Well, you can get to know somebody by having a cup of coffee and going on dates and not talking on the phone for a month and a half.
Well, yeah, but sometimes they're very shy. You know, and a lot of times men can be a lot shyer than women.
Okay.
So don't be afraid to take that one slow.
All right.
Sometimes it's worth it. But that's the time I'm being shown on that one. Contact beginning of May, but you won't actually meet him in person until the end of June.
This also has
to do with his job. I think he travels a lot with his job, so it could be a scheduling thing as well. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
DC, why don't you add to that, DC?
Sure. The angels are showing me a flirt. A little flirt, and they're telling you, hon, to extend your lighthearted energy to others, and they're telling you to like to smile with your eyes and connect to others, and be playful with your heart, and this will help you like to attract like new people into your life, as well as a love relationship that you may be looking for, and they're just saying like please make like you know like more eye contact with people, and just you know smile and say hello often. And they're saying that everyone that you come in contact with and meet is a potential friend. And, you know, possibly they may introduce you to, like, someone else like a, that would be, like, you know, a love interest. And I'm also hearing right now that the universe is saying be open to learning new things about yourself. And I see you going through, like, a transformation period. So I'm being told that they're saying to you is, they're reminding you to use your creative imagination as a force within your life, and it can transform your world. And when you utilize your mind in this manner, you're expanding yourself, like, psychically. So they're saying, like, don't let illusion hold you back. And they're telling you, like, nothing is permanent or set in stone, and you could change your life, hon, at any time. So they're showing me, like, the symbols of transformation and new visions. I hope that helps.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Sue, you got a pretty good chunk there, but I was just going to add two little things while Dawn was talking. I was seeing it, some cards here. And believe it or not, I think you're lining up things both for yourself, job-wise and relationship-wise, probably better than you realize. You've already done some things. You've already put things in play. You've already got the activity going. So the main thing I can feel for you is relish in the new power you're starting to put out for yourself, because it's going to work for you in both career and love. I see a lot of satisfaction. I see you lining things up for yourself. So I hope that helps you, girl.
Well, thank you so much.
God bless you, Sue. Let people know about the show. Be sure and tune back in with us again, and great to have you with us. And to both DC and Dawn, sometimes I'm sorry I trip over you. You know how Facebook, but you know how it is on blog.
We're in a small little area here. We're fine.
We're doing okay. Now, this is all I have is 1760. Are you there, 1760? Can you hear me?
Hi, Gary. Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Deep.
Deep?
Yes.
As in deep waters? Well, that's an interesting name, man. Well, I'll tell you what, Deep, I'll give you a 3-month reading, and then we'll pass you around to the circle, okay? Would you like that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, like I said, so we'll cover 3 months in 3 minutes, and then we're going to go to D.C., and then we're going to go to Mystic Haven here. And some of you folks, we may just give you 2 readings, depending on the time, and some of you may go a little longer, but I wanted to keep you posted. The next numbers coming up are 989-618-253 and 503. So we may start rotating. We've got a lot of callers in here. But Deep, having said that, all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you in general what I'm seeing, okay?
Yeah, if I could have a reading about my love life, please, with a girl called Anne.
Okay. Will you say drop?
Yeah, and I say drop.
Whenever you say it.
Yeah, I say drop.
Okay, did it. Well, actually, this feels kind of good for you. In the sense that it's, I see the love stone, the magic stone place, and the moonstone all sort of lining up here in the past. So you've kind of made plans, you've kind of moved on this, and I have a feeling it's giving you a sense of confidence within yourself to know how to almost like reorganize yourself so you see yourself in control in a very attractive way, in a very spontaneous way, in a very lighthearted way, because you don't want to go back to this real serious mode. You know what I'm talking about? That makes things not work as well. So in this next couple of weeks, keep things light, friendly, and so forth. And that's helping you make fresh plans about how you want to communicate, how you're going to feel. And it's also going to help you by the 4th and 5th and 6th week be able to see a lot of things in your past so you kind of clear out a lot of fears and doubts. So this is a very good thing for you to move in this direction, to try to put your love out, to see how you communicate, see what the next feelings it brings in you. Because from the 9th to the 12th week on, I feel like you have accomplished so much about what you learn about love. The relationship seems like it takes a couple ups and downs here in the first several weeks, and maybe a little bit beyond that, till you really get communication, schedule, timing, understanding each other worked out. So be patient with the process and put your heart into it and feel positive. That's kind of what I see in a nutshell, Deep. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, Gary. Thank you.
Okay, Miss DC, why don't you add to that, and then we'll go to Dawn.
Sure, Gary. Hi, hon. I see the romance angels are showing me that you should be like a little playful. And they're saying that they want you to fall back in love with life again and by guiding you to enjoy yourself. And this comes like from a spirit of joy and adventures, and they're asking you, when was the last time you had fun? So they're saying if you can't answer it, then it's too long, you know? And they want you to schedule a little time to have a little fun. They're saying that fun it's a necessity and it's not a luxury. And it could be free of charge, you know? But they're saying that it's a good investment of your time, and it's going to renew your energy level, and it's going to elevate your mood. And they're saying it is also essential, like, to a relationship, to keep it, like, free-spirited. And they're saying to plan, like, regular date nights, you know, with your partner and take turns on planning fun activities. And I also see... they're showing me like a shift card, and they're saying they want you to be ready to receive the shift that's bubbling up inside you right now, and they want you to embrace the new changes that they're going to bring. And they're saying, please be in motion with your essence and transcend to the next level. So that's what I see there. And they're also saying, let's see. they're saying that every year, take time, like for spring cleaning. Spring's almost here. The 20th is the first day of spring. So as we think about like cleaning out our house after a long winter and opening up all the windows and cleaning everything out, they're saying they want you to think about spring cleaning for your soul. And they're saying cleanse yourself from non-benefiting beliefs in your life. And they want you to remove the cobwebs, sweep away any fears or doubts that you have. And they're asking also that you dust the corners of your mind and allow new viewpoints and life values to enter and reside there. And they're saying that once everything is nice and clean and it's spotless again, they're saying take in a deep breath and set your soul free again. And that's what I have.
And Dawn, you want to add to that?
Yes, I do. Have there been some trust issues? Because the Spirit is kind of emphasizing this, not to allow past to interfere. You know what I mean? Everybody is different. You know what I mean? So don't put those past fears into this one. Does that make sense?
Sorry. Did you say trust issues?
Yes.
I am coming out of a relationship. I'm getting divorced this year, and I like a girl called Anne. So do you see things progressing between me and her? She's apparently my soulmate.
This is what Spirit is trying to tell you, honey. The past trust issues, because that's what's being shown on this, is trust issues. The ones from your past that you're coming out of now, okay? Anne is not the same person as the one that you're coming out of, you know, the relationship that you're coming out of. This is a completely different person who is worthy of your trust, okay? She is not the same person that you were married to, okay? So not to place the distrust onto this new relationship, okay, because she is not giving you any reason not to trust her, okay? So basically,
okay,
you know, go into this new relationship with an open heart, okay? Don't allow the past to interfere with the new, because the past is past. It's done, okay? You start fresh.
Right.
And this is a new person. She's completely different, you know what I mean? And she is worthy of your trust. She is, and you know, she trusts you. So you know what I mean? Keep it a positive thing. Don't allow, you know, past fears to interfere in something new. Because when you do that,
right,
it creates chaos, you know, and you don't want to bring that. I mean, everybody has baggage, you know what I mean? But you can learn how to let that go and just realize, okay, this is somebody completely new. She is worthy of your trust, okay? She's not going to let you down.
Right.
It'll be all right,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, when do you see it working? We are still friends now. When do you see us together as a couple?
As a couple, well, basically that will be decided by the two of you, okay? Resolve the issues that you have going on right now, okay, that you're putting behind you. Resolve those issues. Learn to forgive. Learn to let go. Okay?
Right, but do you definitely see it happening?
Yes, it will. But again, that will be dependent upon the two of you. Okay? Because there's always free will. You cannot force somebody's will. Okay? These are choices that you choose to make together. But, you know, you have to learn how to let go of your past. She's got to learn to let go of hers so that you both can, you know, join together as a couple. All right? So, again, it
mm-hmm.
is a choice.
Yeah.
It can go either way. It is a choice. But if you let go of that, okay, learn to forgive, because nobody is perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. But you can learn to forgive, and then this way you can move forward. Okay? That makes sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Deep. And, of course, thank you to my great cohorts, Miss DC Love and Miss Mystic Haven. And we love having all you callers tonight. Wanted to mention a couple things. First of all, those of you all who get a reading, you can go back to blogtalkradio.com/psychicsgoingwild. Go to this show and listen to it again, or download the complete MP3 file of this show on your computer and listen to your reading again. Also, Dawn, myself, DC Love, we're all on psychicsgonewild.com. And, of course, we can cover a lot more in a 30-minute reading than we can in a 3-minute reading. So consider checking us out. We all have individual skills, talents, experience, and so forth, but we all dedicate ourselves to the process. So check us out on psychicsgonewild.com. So, again, good to have you with us tonight. We are moving along, and to give you an idea of our caller list here, we're going 989. Then area code 618, then 253. And let's see how many callers we got. We may start rotating. Yeah, we got a lot of folks in here. I'll tell you what, we're going to start rotating for a while, if that's okay with you ladies. Is that okay with you,
yeah.
DC? Okay.
Great.
In the act of fairness, we're just going to start with Miss DC Love, go to Miss Mystic Haven for the next caller, and the third caller, I'll take that. So remember, folks, just like life, this show is spontaneous. We do it as it's happening, according to how many callers we get, how much time we have, and so forth. Having said that, 989, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
We're great. Who are we speaking with?
Well, my name is Bonnie, and I was actually wondering if I could ask Dawn a question.
You sure may,
Absolutely.
Dawn.
Can I do that?
You got
Hi,
it.
Dawn. This is Bonnie, Kenzie's mom.
Hi,
you remember me? I had a reading with you.
I do, yes.
Well, I just had a couple questions to ask you really quick. We had talked to a female attorney, and for lack of a better word, she was a rat. And now I am talking to another one, and I just wonder, is this the right one?
Probably. Probably. Remember I had told you that, you know, there was a good possibility that she may not take it? You know what I mean?
She wanted to take it, but she was very sneaky and underhanded.
Oh, okay.
I did not like her. She was very deceptive, kind of. She was trying to make us sign papers, and we said, no, we're going to wait 24 hours and read it over, and here we would have, like, been signing to give away a lot of money. And I said, we're not going with her. So now we're talking to a new one, and it's just, you know, it's exhausting to talk about our daughter's death. And
yes.
I guess, is this the right lawyer? Is this the right one now that I'm talking with? And
right.
Her name is Judith. The one I'm talking to now, her name is Judith, and is she the right one?
Okay, yes. Because remember, I had said that there was probably going to be that second one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, yep. Now she is going to be much more open with you. Okay, does she have dark hair?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought, yeah. She's going to be much, much more open with you. As far as, you know, even from the financial aspect, everything. Okay, this is the one. She's fair, but she is tough. Remember I told you need a barracuda for this one? Well, you've got one. Okay,
so you still see us winning the case then?
Yes, this is the one
that
basically when it comes to these other people that she has to deal with, she does not take no for an answer. She is just, that's what you want. If I was in trouble, that's who I'd want.
I got that feeling from her. I really did.
Yes.
I said to her, I'm looking for a strong attorney. She goes, I meet your criteria.
Yes. This is
ask her at some point,
the next time you talk to her, ask her, did she go into court wearing a red suit?
Okay.
I'll bet she does. Because the color red, when you walk into a courtroom as an attorney,
that's pretty powerful.
When you walk into that courtroom wearing red, these other attorneys, they're just so intimidated because red is a power color, and she knows that. Okay, this is the kind of attorney that you need. This is one that is going to get the job done.
Great, great. The other question I had to ask you about, you know, we had talked about maybe me getting pregnant and stuff. The other day, I got this message that I needed to go to Goodwill. I'm like, no, I don't need anything from Goodwill. And it's like, no, you need to go to Goodwill. And I went into Goodwill, and they had these two baby girl outfits that were brand new with the tag still on them that were McBaby clothes. I used to dress my daughter in those all the time, and they quit making them. So the fact that I found those and they still had the tags on them brand new, was that a message from my daughter? You're laughing.
Funny that you're asking this. It's so, because the next thing I was going to tell you was, don't stress. Don't focus on it. Okay, don't focus.
I don't. It was just odd that I went in there and there were these clothes that they haven't even made in 14 years.
These are messages. And remember I had told you before, watch for the signs.
My twin sister has been getting visits. Very, very strong messages. Mm-hmm. And so we were just kind of excited about that. So you do still see me getting pregnant this summer.
Yes, I do. But again, don't focus on it.
It's
going to be something that just kind of happens out of the blue. It's not planned. You know what I mean? Boom.
Yeah.
So don't focus. Yeah. You're focusing too much on it.
Okay, I will try not to do that. And
I know it's hard, you know, but.
Well, it is because, you know my age and, you know, we're kind of in a hurry for it. But do you ever see me learning to read tarot cards? Because they're hard and I want to learn how to read them. Do you see me learning to read them?
That's up to you. It is a choice. I'm not so sure that the cards are the best tool for you because not everybody can work well with them.
Okay.
Like, personally, I don't like to work with them. I know other people that are really good with them. I don't like to work with them, so I just don't.
But there are
other tools that I use. Scrying would be really good for you. It's called scrying, S-C-R-A-Y-I-N-G.
Okay.
Much like what, that's what Nostradamus did. He used the bowl. With the water, that's scrying. There's also with the mirrors, scrying with the mirrors. You would be really good with that. Okay,
well, thank
because
you.
Those, you just see images. And you can make a scrying mirror or a bowl. It's not that hard. Even a crystal ball. I have a crystal ball. She's so funny. You guys want to hear this. It's really funny. What comes across, it's a pair of disembodied lips.
Oh.
It's really funny. Sometimes I understand what she's saying, but if she's talking, it's just a pair of lips. I'm like, what the hell is that? You know? And she's talking away. And I'm like, what the heck? And she'll laugh, too. But it is. It's a pair of disembodied. I'm like, okay, this is just freaking me out. You know? she gets really weird stuff, you know. It's hysterical, but so you would work really well with scrying. I mean, like I said, you can choose to try the cards, but scrying would be really good for you.
I got them, and they just seem so incredibly difficult. And I'm like, you know, once I got, I was so excited, and once I got them, I'm like, this just doesn't feel quite right.
Right,
you know,
it may not be the right tool for you. But like I said, you can make a scrying mirror, you can make a scrying bowl. They're very, very simple to do.
Okay, I will.
And if you want, I'll contact me online, and I'll tell you how to do that.
Well, thank you so much for your time. They look like they're having fun in chat, and for some reason I can't seem to sign in tonight. I've tried like 10 times, and I wanted to get into chat. So hi, everybody in chat. Sorry I couldn't get in. But thank you for the reading, and you guys have a great night.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, girl. God bless you. I was going to say one thing, Bonnie. It's like everything. DC, Dawn, you both know this. We all know this. When you're learning psychic ability, just like you're learning piano or how to drive or walk, it takes time. It all takes time to learn. So whatever you're learning in life, be patient with the process because nothing happens immediately. So having said that, going to go to area code 618. Great to have you with us, Bonnie, and be sure and download the archives. 618, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Who are we speaking
Hello?
With?
Hello. This
can
is
you hear
Janie.
Us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Jane, is that correct?
Hi,
this is Janie, yes.
Janie, we're going to let
Hi,
you go
Jane.
To D.C. I'm going to connect you with D.C. first. Is that okay, Janie?
That'll work.
D.C.,
Hi,
this
Jane,
is Janie.
How are you? I'm just fine. How are you?
Oh, great to talk to you, hon. I'm doing good, thanks. While I was listening and you were introducing yourself, I pulled a card, and what I saw was heaven and earth on this card. And what it's telling me is whatever exists in heaven could also exist here on earth, and it's our perception and how we interact with ourselves on earth and whether we have faith, like, to believe. So they're saying, like, the vibration is found both in the air and earth, and so the two should be, like, in balance. And in other words, they're saying, have a foot in both worlds and create your own equilibrium. That's the first thing I saw. And then the second thing I saw for you was a medicine wheel, and they're telling me that you're a healer?
Yes.
Is that okay. They're saying that your healing vibration is given to others, Mother Earth and yourself, and that your divine vibration sees only health and wellness surrounding everything. And you have been chosen, hon, to walk this honorable route out of duty to do what is right in the universe without concern for your own well-being because you know it is the right path for you. Is that make any sense?
It does.
Okay, just... and then let's see. Okay, and then what they're saying now, let's see. I see like almost like the 4th of July, like a big explosion and stuff. They're saying, Jane, that it's time to release and set free your creative vibrations. And whatever that you choose to experience is appropriate and it's well-timed. And they're also saying that it's part of the quest that you're encountering and engaging with at this moment in your life. And they're asking you to, like, please, like, open this up and watch as your world just, like, explodes right in front of you and in front of your eyes. And it's going to bring forth, like, an amazing transformation for you, hon.
Okay.
So that's what I basically see.
Okay.
I hope that helped a little bit.
It did.
Okay.
How to get there.
I think you know the answers, from what I understand. I think you know the answers. The answers lie within.
Right.
I think you just got to go in a little bit. I mean, it's inside you, and you've voiced it, and you just have to help it, you know, come to life.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jane.
God bless you, Jane. Thanks for calling in, and we will be rotating because we've got a lot of callers here, and we want to give you all a little taste of what we do. So if it's okay with you ladies, I'll take 253, and then we will give 503 to Mystic Haven and 315 to Dawn. So excuse me, we're going to do them in the order we received, so I'll take 315. That's been the longest. 315, you here?
Yes, Gary. How are you tonight?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
This is Annette.
Annette, how are you? Have I given you a reading before, Annette?
Yep, you did a long time ago.
Okay, well, was it helpful?
Yes, it was. And I got your book, too, because I won your book through Jethro's, and I haven't had time to look at it, but I will, I promise.
Which book is that, the Lithomancy or the Second Eternity?
Yes, the Lithomancy. I can't even say it.
Lithomancy, like lithograph.
There you go.
Yeah, believe me, when I first started seeing the word spelled, I called it lithomancy until I looked in the pronunciation dictionary and went, oh, lithomancy, of course. Ding, ding, ding. Well, speaking of that, Annette, I'll be glad to give you another 3-month reading if that'd be okay with you. Would you enjoy that?
Yes, I'd enjoy that. Thank you so much.
You too, my dear. And I'm charging these 16 stones up with your beautiful energy and putting it in there. And my dear, they feel nice and warm. So anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say is drop. And I'll tell you what I see.
Drop. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you've had a lot of things you're kind of looking at the past about, whether it's love or possibilities or luck, and saying, wow, did I miss everything? Do I still have a shot? Are things still working my way? And I'm saying, yes, they really are, because this is the way the magic stone is pointing and all these other stones are pointing. They're saying that a almost like a radical shift of consciousness here, if for no other reason than to test it, to try it. It's like you don't drive in reverse if you're trying to go forward. Shift gears right now, because over the next week or two, this is going to really help you change your whole style of thinking, of communicating, of acting, of believing, of having faith, of wanting to feel love back in your life and good things about relationships and plans and prosperity. So all these things I've just named are going to be byproducts of you, rather than looking back at everything that's missing, looking forward and see how you're going to bring the latest version of these things to yourself, whether it's career or love or relationships or happiness or good feelings about home or changes you may be thinking about home. So use this first week and a half or two to explore outside the box and start thinking really what you can create with and so forth. Because by the second and third week, you've really brought up in yourself this whole new fresh sense of thinking. It seems to fall in play quite a lot and giving you this boost you need to realize that not only is everything going to work out, but it's probably going to work out better for you than you thought, because you're changing this pattern rather dramatically, drastically, and with determination. And by the third and fourth and fifth week here, you've got Venus, Saturn, the Life Stone, Pluto. And this is showing how much you've learned by the third and fourth and fifth week about how you can reorganize yourself, feel much more in balance, let the past be the past, learn from it, but don't live there. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, that's giving you all sorts of not only clearing out all these issues that were the reason you've been looking at the past and wondering, you know, how to get a fresh future for yourself. Not only do you learn that and put it in play, but it helps you with things around your place, around your environment, around fresh plans and so forth. And by the eighth and ninth and tenth week here, all these stones that I mentioned earlier are these effects with relationship, with plans, with feeling lucky, with having new sense of purpose, new sense of direction, new sense of spirituality. That's all coming back in play in about the ninth to the 12th week here. And actually, you're right at the point now of really closing the door on all doubts in the past, so you can really benefit from actually being at the right time, at the right place, to grow, evolve, learn, have a whole new sense of conviction, and come out of this three-month period with not only strength, conviction, new feelings about love, but new plans in life, knowing where you're going, having like a clear path ahead of you. So processing and thinking about these things helps to move forward, but don't live in the past. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yeah, somewhat. Mm-hmm. I've been in contact with an attorney, and he got ill like I did, and I'm finding out that he's not getting the work done that I need him to get done for me to do all this, because I'm in the process of trying to find a home in a different state.
Okay, yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So well, do I stay well, with this attorney or find another one?
I feel like you stay with him until you get a better option, and you do more talking to him, and you do better communication, and you nail down what you need. Don't be he works for you. You pay? So he works
mm-hmm.
for you. So don't be afraid of saying, okay, well, I got to know, are you going to be screwing around, or I have to find somebody else? Be firm. Be strong,
mm-hmm.
but politically correct. You know, don't go in there screaming and hollering with a fire extinguisher. You know?
Yeah.
Politely sit across it. Go ahead.
I've called his office a couple times, and I was like, well, we'll give him the message. Then I found out that he had an operation, but he's back into the office just now. I mean, this week. So
well,
I called there this morning, and
mm-hmm.
he called me, but my phone, for some reason, my cell phone isn't ringing. But he did call, and then I called back and said, please call me back, and never heard back again. It's like,
well, call back
you know,
again, then.
Yeah.
We'll call back again.
Yeah.
I feel like he's kind of almost like getting a fresh breath. Like
mm-hmm.
maybe he's kind of healing a little bit, maybe didn't want to deal with it today, and maybe put you off for a while tomorrow even or something like that. But your timing is right for communication and decisions
okay.
with Mercury. So what didn't happen yesterday, you may not know how to change a flat tire yesterday, but someone can show you, and tomorrow you can change many of them. Things can
right.
change that radically. It's really the time for you to see yourself benefiting, not trying to change what you can't, which is the past. But you can certainly use that information to get things in the future. And I have a feeling you're going to come out quite well on this suit.
Okay.
So be patient.
Thank you.
Hope that helps you, Janie.
Yes, thank you so much, Gary.
You too, my dear. And check back. You can download the archives. All you folks that get a reading, you can download the archives, and you can certainly check on what DC Love, Mystic Haven, and I do on PsychicsGoneWild.com. Having said that, I'm going to give DC Love this other caller so we can try to get a little bit of everybody in. This is area code 253. 253, can you hear me?
I can. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Maureen.
Maureen,
hi.
You get to talk to my great cohort, Miss DC Love.
Fabulous. DC, I would love to ask you tonight about love. It seems to be the theme on a lot of call-ins tonight,
oh,
and lots of wonderful
great.
Things.
Oh.
happening in my life in terms of my work, but I was wondering about love.
Oh, love's always nice to hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first thing I'm hearing, hun, is to let go of control issues. The angels have been telling me that they've heard your prayers about your love life, and they're telling me also it's up to you to allow their help to manifest stepping out of their way. They're saying by trying to control other people or circumstances, you're only going to frustrate yourself and slow down the process. And they're also telling me that, like, there's plenty of time in life that can call you to take charge, but, like, right now this isn't one of the times. And they're saying it's okay to have preferences. You know, you could visualize, like, what you'd like, you know, for your intentions, but they're saying to please ask the angels for your desires. And they're saying, like, this is just like a reminder that your prayers may be answered a little bit differently than what you may have had in mind. And they're also asking you to please, like, be open to all possibilities and to trust in God's infinite wisdom and his compassionate love. And they're saying that any kind of, like, control issue is based upon a fear. And they're just saying, so, you know, they want you to call upon, like, the romance angels to elevate your levels of trust. And they're going to help you enjoy the creative avenues by which, like, true love is going to come to you, hon. So that's what I'm hearing, like, in regard, like, to romance.
Okay, thank you so much for that insight. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great night, and, you know, always call back and let us know how everything is going, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys are terrific. Thanks.
Thank you, Maureen. We are glad to have all you folks call us. Great to have you on the show tonight. We are taking calls in the order received, and we are rotating. So I'm going to let my dear cohort, Miss Dawn Misty Caven, take area code 503. First, who are you, 503?
Heidi.
Heidi. Great girl.
Hi,
good
how
to
are
have
you doing
you on
tonight?
Hi,
yeah,
Heidi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What can I
I've enjoyed listening to your show. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Talking over you. I said I've enjoyed listening to the show so far.
That's good.
So I'm calling tonight about, I've kind of been through some big changes here recently, and kind of a huge shift in my life, kind of changed complete paths as far as my job and just kind of reopened to some, you know, some things that have been inside of me for a very long time. And I don't know, I'm just kind of feeling it's kind of calming down a little bit, and no, I just need some direction, you know. I'm in school for hypnotherapy, and then, you know, I've been reawakened, like I said, kind of to my intuitive side and my healing stuff. But I just kind of need some help to know which direction to go in.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. Spirit is saying on this one. Well, okay, as I had told people before, this particular year is a huge year of changes. A lot of changes going on for most people this year, okay, and not just on a personal level, but on a worldwide level. These changes that you are currently experiencing, Spirit says it's all good, okay? These are good changes. Not to be afraid of them, okay, because these changes are paving the way for you, okay? The more that you let go, like I had told, you know, a previous caller, the more you let go, the more doors that are going to be open for you. You're going to be able to see things more clearly than you ever have before.
Okay,
so don't be afraid to face those things that you fear. Face them, and then just say, you know what, I'm done with you, goodbye, it's time to move forward, okay? Because that's what you're in the process of doing, okay?
So the Spirit is
saying, you know, like the other caller, proceed without fear, don't be afraid. As far as these gifts, and you have quite a few, okay?
Yes, I
know. I think it's very, very good that you are now beginning to learn of them,
yeah.
learn about them,
yeah.
and learn how to work with them. This is
okay.
good.
It's oppressive for so long because, well, they kind of, I just, when I was younger, I got really bad reactions to it, and I was like, well, I just want to fit in. I don't want to be so different.
Right.
Well, now I'm ready to be my normal different self.
Right, and that's
yeah.
good. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, because, and, you know, and that's a choice. You know, everybody has gifts, okay? People have asked me that
right.
many times over the years, you know, well, you know, what about this or what about that? Some people, they know that they have these gifts. They choose not to work with them, and that's okay. Other
right.
people, they're kind of, you know, sit on the fence with it, like, I know I have them, but I'm not real sure, you know. And then other people, we don't really have a choice on it. We have to work with them, okay?
Right, right.
So, and but, you know, I mean, these things, it takes time. It takes time, and it's usually done in like, stages. You know, you're learning a little bit at a time.
Okay.
So not to be afraid to learn them
okay.
and to work
okay.
with them. And if you have questions, you know, or something you're not sure about, that's what your guides are for. That's what your angels are for. You call upon them. They are there to help you.
Okay.
So all you have to say is, okay, I'm having trouble with this. I don't understand this. You know, can you please, you know, intervene and help me to understand this? And they will in one way or another. Sometimes it's through dreams. Sometimes it's through particular signs that you alone will recognize. Okay?
Yeah, I do often get dreams, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and a lot of times, you know, they will come through. Even those in the spirit realm, because this is
yeah.
one of your gifts, okay?
Okay.
You do have that ability. You have quite a few. You've got quite a few gifts, but just take one gift at a time. If you begin to feel overwhelmed, then put one or two aside for a little while
yeah.
until you get to the other ones first, because I'm seeing about five right now,
uh-huh.
five different gifts.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. I know I got really overwhelmed there for a little while because they all kind of flooded in at once. You know, everything kind of reached, and I was like, kind of, you know, I guess I was kind of angry with the husband
right.
and everything. Like, don't talk to me, don't talk to me.
I know.
But you know, I'm kind of evened out. And what's that? I'm sorry.
have you been doing a lot of meditating? Because your vibration is yeah, your vibration is rising. Okay, it's almost
yes,
like it's like a kundalini. You ever hear of that, kundalini?
Uh-huh, yes, I have, yes.
You're raising your energies. When you do that, you know, you will, it will be almost like a floodgate, and you're like, wait a minute, you know, one at a time.
Oh, I know. I went to a
yeah, so
couple months ago.
Yes, but you can learn to control
I couldn't even
do
my computer or anything. Everything just was, like, freaked out and...
Yeah. But you can learn how to control that. You can learn.
Yes.
And again, you just ask your guides, talk to the universe, talk to your angels, and they will help you. They will help you. So you're in the right direction there. Okay.
Okay.
So don't, you know,
thank
just
you so much.
You're welcome.
You guys
you're
have
welcome.
A wonderful
and
day.
Let us know if you have questions or whatever, don't ever be afraid to ask. You know,
okay.
to ask any of us. You know, send us an
okay.
email, and we'll be happy to help you.
Perfect.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
God
bye-bye.
Bless you, Heidi. I just want to reiterate a couple things you said that both DC Love, Mystic Haven, and myself all agree on. Things do take time, folks. Be patient. Everybody has fears, but we're always learning new ways to conquer them. I'm 66, and I learn new things every day about, okay, you know. So it's a constant learning process. And as a third thing you said, Mystic Haven, which is also what we all agree, ask. Ask and the door shall be opened. It never says don't ask and the door will automatically open. It says ask and you shall receive. Having said that, I'm going to go to area code 321. Let me get you on 321. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Carrie.
Mary?
Carrie.
Okay, Carrie. Where are you from, girl?
Central Florida.
All right. Well, we're going to rotate. I'll give you a short reading, and we'll rotate. We'll get the next reading to D.C. and the Mystic Haven, and we got a lot of folks. We'll try to get to all of you. We got about another 25 minutes left. So, Carrie, what I'll do is I'll give you an idea of what I see over the next couple months. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm using these 16 stones. I don't know if you can hear them in my hands or not, but they're nice and warm, my dear. So all you have to do is say drop, and I'll drop, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Drop.
There you go. Well, you've been processing a lot of things in order to, like, start over, and that's a good thing to do. At first, the stone that fell out of my hands was the love stone. I put it back in my hands, and now it's appeared next to Uranus, the play stone, Neptune, and the sun, all here in the first couple weeks. So not only are you processing things that are going to make you stronger, happier, and bring your life in a complete circle, over the next week and a half or two, as you expand your concepts of love and lessen your fears and doubts and the struggle that you feel like you have to go through, you're going to find things lining up for yourself pretty quickly in the next couple weeks, both business-wise, things around your home, around your location, place, environment. And it feels like by the second and third week, you just have this huge surge of energy. You've got Jupiter pointing right toward the commitment stone. So there's a lot of fresh commitments, fresh ideas that are coming into play. And by the fourth and fifth week here, you've got Venus, the Lux Stone, Mars, and Mercury. So this is showing good decisions coming in, a return of you feeling very much in balance, in harmony, like luck is with you again, and you're able to make a lot of plans in your life and know your direction without feeling like you're still having to process the past or the ugly. Now you're moving into the good and the beautiful and the happy. It doesn't happen overnight, but it feels like you're at the point right now to really kind of put it in one big chunk. While you're cleaning out the garage, clean out everything. So you complete this cycle here in the first couple weeks of feeling fresh about everything, feeling renewed and a new sense of purpose and direction, along with very positive expansion to make that happen. Because from the 9th to the 12th week, you're going to be able to look back and realize, okay, things got difficult, intense, and tough, so I would not only learn more, but so you would come to new conclusions about your own power to create your faith, and that you're not, you know, sometimes we think, well, this just happened to me and I didn't have much choice. Well, sometimes things do happen, but we don't have to be stuck there. And so by the end of this three-month period, you realize how much things had to build up to a point where you really got a complete fresh look and moved with it with a lot of optimism and creativity and abundance and power. And sure enough, that's going to work. So don't worry about the temporary readjustments you're having to make through. You're almost to the point of having witnessed all that you need to in order to start reprocessing plans again. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, it does.
Good, good. Well, that's what I call 3 minutes in, what, about 3 months in about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. So we hope that helps you, Carrie.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
God bless you. Let people know what we do. Let them know about Psychics Gone Wild. And to all you folks, you can download the show or the archives, and you can listen to your reading again. And having said that, we're going to move on to, let's see, who's been here the longest? This is area code 856. And 856, who are we speaking with? Area code 856, are you there? 856. Well, we'll check back with you in a minute, 856. Didn't get an answer on 856. Having said that, we're going to move to area code 617 here. See if we get 617 to come up. By the way, area code 843, you've been on for a while, but you've not pressed 1. So if you want a reading or to make a comment, do press 1. So we'll see you're in the host room here. This is area code. Let's see who's up here next. This is area code 512, and I'm going to let Miss DC Love help you, 512. Who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Area code 512.
This is Isabel.
Isabel, I want you to meet my dear cohort, Miss DC Love.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, I think.
Oh, that's great to hear, hon. What's going on tonight?
Well,
there's a couple of things going on. There, I've had a lot of changes happen in the last 3 months, and one of them is I started a new real estate position.
Okay.
And the other one is I have my significant other, well, I started a new relationship, and we just don't seem to be able to get things going, flowing like they should.
Okay. Okay, let me see what I see here. Okay, the first thing that I'm seeing, hon, is the angels, the romance angels are telling me that, honey, that you do deserve love. That's what they're showing me. Let's see. And they're saying that they're cheering you on in your quest for great love. And they're saying, they're yelling, I could hear them yelling, saying, you deserve it. You deserve it. So they're saying that you're naturally, you're a very loving person. And you, hon, you have the right to be treated with kindness and respect by everyone in your life. And if you've had, any experiences that may have been, a little harsh, or maybe you have been blamed yourself and felt, unworthy, you're blaming yourself, maybe, possibly, and maybe you don't feel like you're worthy of receiving affection, they're reassuring you that you deserve the best, honey, and you deserve to be loved. And they're telling me that you're a beautiful being of God's pure love and light, and no matter what any person has said to you or done or anything, no matter what happened in the past, they're saying that God's handiwork can never be undone. And the more that you affirm to yourself, you have to say, I am lovable, I'm loved, I'm loving, the more that you're going to experience, true love, and it helps you to believe in the spiritual truth about yourself. And it in turn allows you, honey, to attract people and the beautiful relationships in your life that you're looking for. So I see that in regard to love in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also see a little girl, and she's in a little field there, and she's barefoot, and she's just dancing around, so carefree, and she's just enjoying the grass on her feet. And then let's see what I see. Okay, and then the angels are telling me, at long last, that you're giving yourself permission to accept and welcome, pleasure and fun into your life. And they're saying, honey, give yourself a big pat on the back. And they want you to go out into the world, and they want you to have fun. They're saying that they want you to do something to make you feel, a little bit lighthearted, and possibly, sit down and just have, a really good laugh. And they're telling me that it's your divine destiny, and it's well-deserved. So they're saying, put away the guilt and be free to enjoy. Now, that's what I'm hearing, and let's see. Okay, let's see. And also the advice that they're going to give you now. They're showing me, a beautiful dream catcher, and they're saying, without sleep, there's no dreams. And basically, without dreams, there's no future. So what they're saying is, please take time out, visualize your dreams and manifest them into your reality. And every time that you sleep, your vibration is open and for you to take, what you want, and you could take a glimpse into the unknown, and you could create basically what you want. So they're saying to take the steps in the dream state right now and to see them as the now truth. So basically, like you said, you have to, within your dreams, you have to start visualizing, hun, and your dreams will manifest. So I don't know, like I said, if that helped you. I'm hoping it did.
Okay. I'm listening to everything you're saying.
Okay, great. Well, basically, like I said, that's really, all I have for now, and I just hope, like I said, maybe you think about it, and hopefully it resonates a little bit with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great evening, hon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, Isabel. Thanks for calling
in.
Thank
you.
And we're going to try once again to get area code 617 here on the air. 617, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. Who are we speaking with?
I'm Catherine.
Catherine, I'm going to let my fine co-host, Mr. Caven, I have my tongue getting a little tied. In fact, you don't want to see the way I spelled Catherine. I can read it, but anyway, having said that, Dawn, what do you see for Catherine?
Well, Catherine, what is your question, honey?
About my relationship with the guy I'm with now.
All right, let's see on this one. What is his sign?
For my sign, I'm Aries.
Okay, what is his sign?
He's a Taurus.
A Taurus, okay. All right, let me see here. Interesting combination. This is, I hate to say, but this is like an oil and water mix almost. My goodness. There have been a lot of arguing going on lately. Not seeing eye to eye things.
Right.
A lot of this has to do with personality types. Okay. Those two particular signs together, that makes for a rather tough situation. As far as communication, because they're showing a problem with communication on this one, one tends to be more critical of the other, more than it really needs to be. You know what I mean? A softness, the spirit is saying more softness needs to be given on this one, on both sides. Does he tend to, it's almost like harsh, the way he comes across on something, and it's usually kind of petty.
Yeah, he gets mad about petty stuff sometimes, yeah.
Yes, because that's what it's kind of showing on this one. But your reaction too, I mean, obviously it's to be, to be defensive. In some cases it's warranted, in other cases sometimes it's not even worth arguing about. Okay? That's what Spirit is saying on this one. Choose battles wisely. Okay? If this is something that you truly, it's almost like Spirit is saying, choose if this is the path that you truly want, if this is what you really want, okay?
This is what, that's what I really want to be with.
Okay. Then there would need to be, like I said, those two signs, that's a really hard combination because, I know how the Aries signs can be and I know how the Taurus signs can be. They can be extremely stubborn, bullheaded, where they just won't, they don't like to give in. You know what I mean?
Right.
Then Aries, on the other hand, Aries tends to be, or they can be, not everybody, but it's part of their personality trait. They can be, tend to be just as critical. You know what I mean? So it would have to, communication is what the biggest thing here is, because that seems to be where the majority of the problem is. Misunderstandings, not understanding each other. You know what I mean? Instead of the yelling, using softer tones, if that makes sense, because that's a spirit.
So in other words, me and that person is going to make it? Even though we're going through hard times now?
Well, it's a choice. When it comes to relationships, it is a choice. I mean, you know, people can, wish all they want that a person be a certain way, But it takes two. So if you change the level of communication, if you change that, instead of, like, say maybe he said something that might to you seem like really brash, or just not, I don't want to say cold-hearted, but just, you know what I mean?
So in other words, is it not another woman involved?
I'm not seeing that. As far, I mean, there's other people
that want to be with him.
No, it's just no. I'm not really seeing that part. I mean, there's other people around him, just as there are other people around you. Okay. Just because, you know, people are in relationships does not mean that you have to let go of people that you know, unless they are causing harm to that particular
No, I'm actually, if he's sleeping with somebody else, that's all, in other words.
If he is, I'm not being shown it.
Okay.
Okay, I am not being shown it. Okay. But you have to realize, too, Taurus personalities, especially in the males, okay, they are very outgoing. Okay, they're almost like Geminis in a sense, where
okay.
they have that very outgoing personality.
Uh-huh.
But it does not necessarily mean that, you know, it's something that they're actually going to act on. You know what I mean? So if there are trust issues going on with this, this is something that you guys need to either choose to work through or go your separate ways, okay? Because you cannot build a relationship if you do not have that trust. It's not even
right.
worth holding on to, okay?
So you're saying, in other words, we can't make it?
No, well, you can. This is what I'm saying, okay? And this is what Spirit is trying to tell you. Again, it is a choice. You can either
okay.
choose to work on this together, or you can choose not to.
I want to work on it. Yeah, that's what I choose.
Okay, but it takes two. So
right.
you can't have just one person working on it and the other person not. Okay, so and this is where the communication comes in. This is
that's how.
That
that's how. In other words, that's how. Asking you. In other words, do you see us breaking up, or do you see us making? Do you see us working out?
I'm being shown communication. Okay, that. If you establish or reestablish that communication, okay, because there's a break in it right now, but you can work through it if you choose.
Oh, okay, so in other words, just pray on it. Just keep praying for it.
Well, it's not just, I mean, it's got to go further. You know, just praying about it is not going to resolve the situation if you two do not communicate with each other. If you don't talk about it, if you don't say, well, these are my fears, but do so in a loving manner. You know what I mean? These are my fears. This is what's bothering me. You know what I mean? Let's address this. What are your fears? What are, you know, what is it that's bothering you? Let's work on that. Work together. You can choose to work together as a couple. It's all about choice. Okay, but it does take two. It takes more than just praying. It does require work on our part. If we want it to work, you got to work together.
Right.
Okay, but that's what Spirit is emphasizing, communication, rebuilding of communication. Okay, but do so with love. So even if he comes across as brash sometimes, keeping in mind that's just part of his personality as well. It is part of the Taurus personality. So if he does that, try not. It's how you choose to react, too. Try not to just, you know, go off, kind of listen to what he is saying. And then how you choose to react, you know. So if you come back at him screaming and yelling, well, then he is going to choose to react to you in the same way. But if you approach it in a different way.
Because me and him got into an argument today, and so that's why I wonder, is it over between me and him as of today?
I don't feel that it's completely over at this point, no. But there does, like I said, there is a breakdown of communication. That seems to be the main problem. Okay, so you guys have to learn how to talk to each other without the yelling, without the finger pointing, without the accusing, and never accuse somebody of something unless you have absolute, undisputable proof to back it up.
Right, right.
Okay, those are words of wisdom from my dad, and it's absolutely true.
Okay.
Absolutely true. I have lived that my entire life, and it is very true. You know what I mean? This is why
mm-hmm.
I could never be a defense attorney.
Okay.
I could never be a defense attorney, yes. Because, you know, prosecuting attorney,
boom, I've got that evidence. This is the proof that I need to back up this accusation.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, because when you, if you do so falsely, you're creating more problems. And they're usually problems that don't actually exist.
Does that help you, Catherine?
Oh. Yeah, that helped me.
That's it? Okay, good.
God bless
okay,
you, girl.
You too. Sense? God bless you, too. Okay, thanks.
Okay. You're welcome, honey.
I wanted to add one quick comment about relationships. It takes two people to vote the same way. It's not necessarily democracy. It's just two people have to agree. And, folks, it's all about compromise. You know, everything in life is a compromise, especially love and relationships. It's probably one of the most difficult things we deal with as human beings. So they're never perfect. Everything is square pegs and round holes to some degree, but it's all compromise. So how much is written in stone? That's always a good question. Things are workable. 856, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
What's your name, my dear?
This is Laura, and I'm in New Jersey.
Hey, I was born in Plainfield, New Jersey. That was a while ago. Yeah, a while
ago. I'm down by Cherry Hill.
Okay.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah, I had to look up Plainfield, but I actually found the street I was born on Florence Avenue down from Muhlenberg Hospital. I couldn't recognize the house, but I narrowed it down to two or three off Google Maps. It's kind of interesting. Laura, we only have a few minutes left, so
okay.
You're probably going to be the last person we're going to get in for a reading. And I wanted to tell all you folks that have listened tonight, that have tuned in, we did have a lot of callers tonight. Sorry we can't get to all of you folks, but check us out on PsychicsGoneWild.com. Myself, DC Love, and Mystic Haven. Now, having said that, Laura, I'm going to give you 3 months in less than 3 minutes. Anytime you say
okay.
Drop. Okay, that's all you have to say.
I had a phone interview today,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering if you see me getting that job.
Okay, well, just say drop, and I'll tell you what I'll see, okay?
Okay, drop.
Well, it certainly looks like you impressed some people. You got some people on your side, and I think you took the action toward lining things up for you. Yeah, I can't guarantee you're going to get the job. It looks real good. They're also processing other things, so maybe you may not get the feedback as quickly as you'd like. But within the next week to week and a half, it feels like you get some sort of confirmation that's very empowering for you. I can't guarantee it, but it feels really, really good for you because you have gone out of your way to do the best thing you can. And that brings you two, three things. First of all, it helps boost your confidence. And second of all, if for any reason you don't get this job, you're getting in this, you're going to conquer this feeling of things not working your way because you're going to go out and try again, but it certainly feels like you've laid a good groundwork and that you've done everything correct here, and they are considering you, and I think by the second or third week you'll get complete feedback on this, maybe a little bit sooner than that. But the thing I think it's helping you so much about, it's giving you like the power, the confidence to know that you can really change your life and come out very ahead on this. It's also helping you conquer a lot of your fears and your doubts about both plans and love. And by the end of this 3 month period, I feel like you've gained so much ground because you're moving toward your where you want to go. You've got a lot of fresh dreams, a lot of fresh plans. And we've got less than 60 seconds, my dear. So I just wanted to say I hope that helps you. It's kind of general and kind of quick, but we're right at the end of the show. And check back with us, Laura, would you?
Thank you. I will.
Does
thank
that make,
you very much.
Does that make sense to you a little bit?
Yeah, quickly? It does. Thank you. Thank
good.
You.
Good. I just wanted to tell my fine co-hosts, DC Love and Mystic Haven, it's a pleasure to be with you ladies tonight, as always.
Oh,
and you too. We love you guys.
Yeah, we love you too.
And repeat something real quick about yourself, DC Love, how to get a hold of you, followed up by Mystic Haven. DC?
Yeah, you can contact me on Facebook, DC Love, all in caps. There's a space between the C and the L, and Doreen3537@AOL.com, and that's the email address you can get me with?
Got you.
And then I can be reached on Facebook at Dawn Mitchell Mystic Haven, or you can send me an email through Psychic Dawn Wild. Just look for Mystic Haven and just click on that, and the email is right there. So if you guys need, a more in-depth reading, go ahead and contact us.
And myself, Gary Wimmer, you can Google GaryWimmer, or go to GaryWimmer.com, or you can actually just Google Reading Stones, and you'll find me because of my book, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. We've really enjoyed being with you folks. Check us all out on PsychicsGoneWild.com. And remember, we're going to be here next Monday, so tell your friends and join us next week. And thanks again, DC, Mystic Haven. Y'all have a good week. God bless.
Oh, love everybody. Night.
Night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. See you next week, folks.